Welcome to Midwife 101's podcast. I am so excited to be able to share the midwife's perspective on different topics related to the amazing journey of pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. So let's start episode one with gathering your team. So you found out you're pregnant, which is super exciting, right? And I think many people don't realize that, well, number one, that they have options of how they want to go about their journey, and two, where to begin, really, right? So I think the best thing for, you know, people to understand is that you have options, because then that can help you begin your journey. All right. So usually in certain areas, especially in the US, I feel like most of us think where we should be going is to an OBGYN. And that's really, you know, not the case. And for a lot of other countries, they already kind of understand that. And that's just simply because midwives have been around, you know, forever. And what they bring to the table is a lot more comprehensive care for the pregnant journey. And that can really be very empowering for the woman. So I think it's important to know that when you first find out that you're pregnant, you don't have to go just to an OBGYN. Unless that's your comfort zone, then absolutely. But just know that if you want to maybe get a more comprehensive, natural, alternative style of care that's going to really cover a full journey for you, then you might want to look into a midwife. And the midwife comes in different forms, right? So there's the very traditional trained professional midwife. That's a direct entry midwife. Sometimes licensed midwife or CPM will be their titles. And then there's like a nurse midwife that typically is working under the supervision of a physician. In most cases, obviously, would be an OBGYN. And they are titled CNM, certified nurse midwife. And then there's an OBGYN, which we all know about, right? So the midwives are really there to make sure that we handle those low-risk women, right? And that's why it's a bigger scope of, you know, education, knowledge, and, you know, like information that we are providing and techniques and stuff like that, because that's how we keep you low-risk, right? So you're going to get a lot of nutritional counseling. You're going to get a lot of childbirth classes. You're going to get a lot of knowledge to really help you embark on the journey with more of like an excitement and empowerment and good preparation of what's to come. So obviously I'm a midwife. I'm going to favor that. We really just utilize old school techniques and modern technology and merge it into this great way to provide care to a family. And again, we specialize in low risk, and that's usually the first place you go to, right? You know, it's an option out there for you guys. And I think it's a great option to explore. We don't want to over utilize a higher risk provider when you're not high risk, right? So that's kind of like the role of the midwife, is to handle the low risk. If something presents where it becomes out of the scope of the midwife, then that's typically the time where you'd want to go see the specialist and address the issue at hand. And then, you know, that's how you kind of like gather your team. Another thing to explore is, you know, how else can you create a good team for this journey? And what is your journey? Like, let's start visualizing how you're seeing this pregnancy journey. And then, of course, the end, which is the birth. And who do you want to be there? It's a very intimate journey. It's not a time for show and people to come and see, right? Like, I always explain it in classes, you know, that how you got the baby in is the environment you need to get the baby out. And we don't usually have a show for that, you know, unless you're into that, and, you know, to each their own. But the hormones need to be there. The environment needs to be conducive to allow that to happen. And if there's too many people and too many eyes on you, it's not really going to help you labor and birth with the joy that I believe you are all looking for. So create the right birth team for yourself. Understand that you might have to say some no to people who want to be there. But a great alternative support person is a doula, or enhancing the support person you already have, right? Like, let's say you have your partner there. Well, a doula is an amazing addition to your partner. They are very knowledgeable, trained professional who supports the woman in labor. No, they're not midwives. Please don't confuse the two. But they are an amazing support for a woman in labor. They've got the skills, the techniques, the knowledge to be able to help you have an ideally quick, smooth, and supported birth, right? And the next thing is to really start that journey, right? So start looking for the provider that fits your journey that you want, that fits the birth that you're looking for, and then create and start your initial visit with them and get that relationship going. Start that continuity of care and interview them, right? Like pick the right one, interview, and then try to schedule your initial visit. You know, we always say around 10 to 12 weeks. This way we can go over genetic testing if that's something that you want. If it's not, then we will respect that as well. But just to kind of be able to get all of the options in a timely fashion so that you can, you know, make sure that your care is really including everything that you are hoping it will include. And some people do it a little earlier, 8 to 10 weeks, but it's really, you know, we always say 10 to 12, whatever's, you know, more comfortable for you. And then start, you know, looking for education, like childbirth classes, and how you can really make sure you go through this journey in the best way for you and your family. So I hope that you enjoyed the first episode of the podcast. I hope it was knowledgeable for you. And good night and good luck. Happy birthing.